All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Stoney inaugural issue football today.
And Rico, you sort of mentioned this already. Let's get to it here because I think his stock may be dropping. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that Kool-Aid McKinstry will not be working out in Indianapolis due to a Jones fracture in his right foot. So the report is unclear on when he injured it, but, quote, increased training or running on uneven surfaces could have caused this. He's not a first-round pick anymore. He's still a second-round pick.
It depends. I'm not sure what a Jones fracture is. Remember the Liz Frank thing that people got? And I will say this. I'm glad you said foot because I'd rather have a fractured Jones than a fractured Johnson.
Jones fracture is a break in the bone on the pinky toe side of the foot. I'm ignoring that. It's like I'm working with Roberto today.
It is. But what does this do for his
stock? You know
what
this does? This means that his stock will probably drop.
Yes.
Because when it comes to the combine, I think we put way too much emphasis on a lot of things that you see. Now, he needed a good combine because his year was meh. Wasn't great. Wasn't bad. But he has so much hype from his very first day. His name is Kool-Aid. And he had the built-in NIL name and the marketing campaign.
And the Lions Kool-Aid. I mean, come on.
It never manifested itself. And he just became an okay college player with a cool nickname. Kind of like reminded me of, remember, the coldest?
Yes.
And he did nothing. Yeah. But he was cool to talk about. No pun intended. I think with Kool-Aid, this means that he won't be in the first round unless – I don't know how long it takes for this to heal.
He was borderline first round.
Right,
he would have to have
an outstanding pro day just to get back into the bottom of the first round. But now I think you're going to look at it. To me, he could be that surprise like Brian Branch. Remember, Branch didn't go in the first round.
Right.
He just kept sliding and sliding, and the Lions were like, you know what, we'll take a chance on him. It worked out for Detroit.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the Jones fracture is a break in the bone that connects your smallest toe to your foot, the fifth metatarsal.
So, for those who didn't hear me say that 3 minutes ago.
Yes, like me.
No, let me let you know the timeline, because other reports say he won't be ready until training camp. So he will be not in rookie OTAs.
Yeah,
nothing.
At this point, this is where you have a team with multiple. Stoney, yes. I think if you got multiple second or third round picks, then you'll take a chance on him.
The Lions have multiple thirds.
Because now, even if he fails, okay, it was the throwaway. You know, kind of like drafting a quarterback that you never play.
Well, I was going to say, if they drafted an injured quarterback in the third round last year when they had multiple thirds.
Yeah, you can do
why
this.
Why not Kool-Aid McKinstry? Right. You're right. So let's get talking about one injury to a player who's deciding not to do medical exams at the combine, and that is Caleb Williams. He told reporters that he does not plan to do the regular combine medical exams, but he will give medical exams to the teams he meets with and visits with. Is that a smart thing for him to do, or is he just being a little bit too particular here in the draft process?
I think he's being smart, but if it's just a medical, if he has nothing to hide, who cares? Really, I mean, it takes more of his time, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's only going to be Chicago or Washington anyway, probably.
No, well, I think somebody's going to really trade up and go after him and offer Chicago the deal of the lifetime. I don't think he's going to end up as a Bear. I think Chicago's going to, because that pick's worth 3 first round picks. It's going to be hard to say no, especially if you just, you know what? Call up Justin. We're sorry. You know, well, let's pass this up over a beer. We're sorry. Yeah. You're our guy. Now we're going to get you some help. He was saying he didn't want to have to do 32 different medical exams with people. You do one, and the word spreads.
Right.
Like, you know, if something's wrong with you, they'll all know. I think he's being a little bit of a diva. I think he knows that he's the number one pick. And I'm just, you know, I'm at the combine because I'm just here to grace you all with my presence. I'm really getting that feel. I've never been a big Caleb Williams fan, so I'm going to back it away because I don't want to make it seem like it's personal. But, yeah, he's being a little bit of a diva right now. Either you want to be there or you don't. So if you don't want to be there, you're still going to be the number one pick. Just simply opt out and say, no, this is all a waste of my time.
Yes, let's talk about a team that may be in the QB market or maybe not, the Seattle Seahawks, because today they informed Geno Smith that they will honor his contract in second year, will not restructure, and that he is QB1, given a full commitment to Smith. But does that mean they won't still take a QB in the first round?
I don't think it means that at all. I think it's perfect situation for a quarterback. Now, look, Geno Smith, it's not like he's the greatest quarterback in the world. It's not like you're sitting behind, you know, a Hall of Famer. But if you're looking down the road, you're Seattle, you say, you know what? We like, let's say, hypothetically, JJ, okay? We'll draft him, and he's going to sit for a year and learn. That's a good thing for a quarterback like a JJ. Not necessarily him, but I don't think it means that they're not going to go get a quarterback at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Seattle sitting there right now currently at pick 16. This does scream, okay, we can draft Bo Nix.
Penix,
hometown here. I mean, you want to talk about perfect for him. Now, if you're Penix, you may want to get away from the Seattle area, but you draft Penix and you sit him for a year, you know you're going to have fan interest. And, yeah, he gets a year to learn the system. And I know we like to throw people out there right away, like the Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, but, you know, maybe the Packers have it right. We're going to let you sit for a little bit, and then we'll break you out like they did with Aaron Rodgers and then they did with Jordan Love.
Don't forget, there is a quarterback who's won a couple Super Bowls who sat for a year. Out of Texas Tech, his name's Mahomes, I believe.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I could easily say, you know what, we're going to honor the contract. You're going to be our QB this year. And after that, there's no guarantees.
So, Rico, I'm curious what you say about this one here. Doug Kayed of the, I think that's how you pronounce it, the Boston Herald, says Baker Mayfield, has supporters within the Patriots organization. I know we've talked about before that maybe he should stay in Tampa Bay. Is there a chance that a team sneaks in, though, and takes Baker away from Tampa Bay this offseason?
I can't see that. I don't see Baker in high demand. Like, his stock is only high in Tampa right now. They believe in him. It's like, I think fan bases would be really hurt if you saw what your quarterback was worth elsewhere. Like here, we chant Jared Goff's name, but if Jared Goff was put out on the open market, I don't think he's going to get the return that Lions fans would think. And I think the same with Baker. Baker, if Tampa wants you, lock that deal up, because I'm not starting a franchise with – I got the number three pick if I'm the Patriots. Baker Mayfield is – nah, I'll take my chances on Drake May or the LSU QB. I'm not going to go with Baker Mayfield. You had your chance.
Guys, and we're going to close it out with this one because it's just some crazy questions coming out of the combine. Today, Illinois tight end Tip Riman told reporters on Thursday that birds aren't real. Says birds are not simply creatures found in nature, but perhaps devices that serve a darker purpose. Quote, have you ever seen a baby pigeon? How do we know that the power lines aren't pigeon recharging stations? And then you also had Roma Dunze, who was asked during a media availability about if a plane was going to crash, could you land the plane? He didn't hesitate. He said, absolutely not. We're going down. All souls have perished. Why are we getting these type of questions?
And
at the
combine? It makes no sense. But I do want to address the first one. I mean, okay, you don't look around and you see pregnant birds. I get it. There's this thing called eggs. They kind of hatch. And birds.
I don't even have the bell over here, but yeah.
There it is.
Hey, thank you.
This person matriculated at a major college or university, correct?
Illinois.
Wait, what are we doing?
Maybe not a really.
What are we doing?
Sorry, John Jansen's wife, Lisa, but yeah. No. You're right.
They're not sorry. This is bad. You've never seen a pregnant pigeon. Have you never seen a nest with eggs in it? And then the eggs hatch and all the little birds are sitting there chirping. Yes. And trust me, if you ever have a nest anywhere near your house, they chirp like little children where you hear them, but you can't get rid of them because you feel bad because like something karmatic, bad karma would happen to you. Yes, there are baby birds. Birds are real.
Birds mate.
I could not draft this person. This goes back to the other question with the dude who said the Texas Tech guy with the flat earth
thing. Yeah.
I can't draft you because you're stupid. You are. You're just stupid, and I don't respect you enough that if you got angry and I'm a GM and you come into my office and you start complaining, the whole time you're complaining about the coach ain't playing me, and I'm sitting there thinking, aren't you the same guy that don't think the birds are real?
Yeah.
Really?
I tend to agree with you. It's like... But so, would you, if you knew all that stuff about Kyrie Irving when he came out, would you have drafted him number one?
You just lose respect for people. And the combine is really just a made for TV show now. I think it's the purpose of it is gone because most people the really good people wait until their pro day. So why don't we just wait till the pro day? You know, Brad Holmes talked about, you know what, when it was 2020 and we just had to look at game footage, I love that. Maybe we just need to go back to this because the questions being asked now, Stoney, are almost up to the point of the Super Bowl questions where you have people asking the ridiculous stuff. Roma Dunze, you know what, if you ask me a ridiculous question, I guess that's the best that I could do is answer that. And yeah, we're all going to die. I'm not Liam Neeson. I can't just fly a plane. No, I don't have a particular set of skills.
Me neither. But wouldn't you at least try?
No.
Well, he could try all he wants, but the plane is going down.
I'm not. What are you going? Have you ever been in a cockpit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which button do you hit?
I don't know, but I try.
Because the next thing you know, you just dumped all the fuel, Stoney. Okay. We're about to fall out in the air.
Well, we're going to die anyway, so you might as well die trying, right? You put on the headset and you push some buttons, and hopefully when you yell, Mayday, Mayday, how do I fly this freaking thing?
You know what you do?
Somebody answers.
No, this is what you do. You pick up the phone and you just start
calling. Call Abraham and Stone and they'll help you.
No, you call everybody that you had a problem with and you just tell them how you really feel because you're about to die anyway.
Yeah, that's.
You know what? I never liked you. I never liked your cooking. I never liked your sister. I don't like anything about you. Just wanted to let you know I'm about to die and goodbye.
Or just tell them you love them. That is In Football Today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.